VentureCast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Oh, that was terrible.
What?
So, yeah, new soundboard, and I clicked the X to kill one of the things instead of pressing play on it. I am in the process of re-uploading it, and here we go.
This is just how this sounds.
No, it's weird.
This is a TV thing?
It is.
Oh. What's like a knockoff version of CSI? That's what this sounds like.
No, this is a show that I have been ripping on Liz for years as to why she needs to watch. It's called The Practice. It is the prequel to Boston Legal. And I believe Ally McBeal is a spinoff of one or both of these shows in some way, shape, or form.
I told you if you'll do a podcast with me, I'll watch it.
Well, then maybe we should start watching it one episode at a time and release a bonus episode for each episode that we watch.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, so it's that's The Practice. It's I can't believe that you've handled as many murder cases as you've handled and you don't know about Plan B.
I don't.
Don't even know how to respond to it because you don't know about Plan B, which is something super important from that series. It's so we'll start watching it. If anybody who's listening is completely opposed to us doing kind of like a side podcast where we release bonus episodes talking about Liz's first time and probably my second time mostly watch through of The Practice, you got till we start doing it to speak up. Otherwise, we're just going to do it.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Let us know if you want a separate podcast or the format you want it in. You tell us. But so what's everyone got going on? What are you drinking? Because it's an evening record today.
And I know that we're recording, which
Yay.
Will make sense by the time this comes out.
I'm
apparently not doing any better because that didn't even make a fucking sentence.
We gotcha. I don't have court tomorrow for once, so I'm drinking a vodka cherry LaCroix, cherry blossom LaCroix.
Cherry blossom?
Lime juice. It's so good. So my friend gave me like four of them because she had it and didn't like it. And so that's how I
came. You guys keep talking because I forgot about drinks. I'm going to walk out and grab one. And I also have a dog friend visiting me. So I'll be back. You guys go.
The dog friend. Oh. So yeah, I came into some cherry blossom LaCroix and it's delightful. So that's what I'm drinking. You're drinking some wine?
I am. I'm drinking the same mediocre wine from last weekend because I don't want to open a new bottle. Last weekend? Oh my God. That's not even when we did this.
Last week. You know.
It's funny because we had a phone call, the two of us, for like an hour before this recording. And I think that most of that came out coherent. I think that it's something about like sitting down at the end of the day and just being so exhausted and like I can't even process.
Yeah, we talked for like an hour and a half about just everything.
And it made sense when I spoke.
So oh, it I did. Thought. Yeah, absolutely. But also, I don't know. I feel like I understand you in a way where, like, even when it doesn't make sense, I'm like, I get it. Like, I get the things you're trying to say. Like, I was thinking about how, like, weird it is that, like, we just found each other on, like, this lawyer group. And, like, most people, I don't know. It's weird when you find people that you, like, click with so well, just, like, out in the random abyss of attorneys who most of them are, like, blah.
Attorneys are generally the worst. When I was dating, I would swipe left on them every single time.
Yeah. Like, just automatically when you saw they were an attorney?
Yeah, I was like, I don't need that in my life. Like, no. If I was going to end up with an attorney, I could have done it from law school. Plus, I, like, sort of dated an attorney before law school. And, like, you know what? He was actually fine. Like, he wasn't necessarily a typical attorney from, like, a stereotypical asshole cocky perspective.
Teddy's here.
Hey.
Oh, who's that?
This is Teddy.
Who's Teddy? You're really blurry, but I can see that he looks – is he a dachshund?
Yeah, a Cheweenie.
Oh, a Cheweenie. Yeah. Oh, that is a good dog friend. Tell us about Teddy.
What the hell is a Cheweenie?
It's a Chihuahua dachshund mix. This is my boy.
Is he?
It sounds like when you're trying to play it off that you have a small dick and you're in high school and you're just like, I got a Cheweenie. You're like, well, I can't. You're like, everybody's seen it. I gotta like make it work.
He's working with something that is disproportionate to the rest of his size. Let's put it that way.
So he's doing well.
Yeah.
Where did he come from?
So. When I actually was getting messaged about him while I was flying back here, back home from Vegas, back the draft weekend. So first weekend of May.
Like, is he your dog now?
No, he is. Whoops. Hold on. I'm just making sure he's not stepping in paint. He is my mother-in-law who currently lives like 5 or 6 houses down from us. So he's around whenever I need him to be around. And
did you just decide you needed some dog time tonight?
Well, they took him for a walk and then decided to, not knowing the podcast schedule, it's just sitting underneath of me, bring him by. But we are currently under contract on a house with a bunch of land that we are going to put an in-law suite into. And Teddy will be living under the same roof as me at that point in time.
Wait, so will it literally be an in-law suite? As in, like, your in-law will be there?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, nice.
Ladyface Bauer's parents are moving in?
Just her mother.
Well, that's her. One parent more than I'd sign up for, but...
I say that,
but my mother-in-law lives in our apartment in Italy.
So, yes, and we can re-reference
The P episode.
I'll almost have those memorized. 22 and 23, I think. 21 and 22. I think so, yeah,
because we need a soundboard for talking about bathroom time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a lot of bathroom times where potty training the child and, like, more aggressively than we were before. I mean, not, maybe aggressive isn't the right word because I don't want to use that word with, like, my 2-year-old. But, like, you know, it was like if she wanted to go on the potty. But, like, now that she's, you know, been 2 for a little bit, it's more of, you know, making sure it gets done.
You got to make it like a big to do.
Yeah. Well, but now it's, she knows that like when she goes in the potty, like everyone says yay and it's a big to do. So she wants to go. I love that. So she wants to go. She'll just sit down and then expect everyone to cheer for her and go yay. And I'm like, you didn't go. You don't just get to sit down and have everyone have a big party. But, you know, it's cute because she'll sit down and she'll go, yay. And I'm like, it's not yay time. you didn't do the thing. And then she likes to play in the sink, so she just wants to wash her hands. So I'm like, you can't. But then she wants to play in the sink in all hours of the day. And I'm like, no, like, you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands. You don't just get to play in the water. I mean, I suppose it's not hurting anything, but it's kind of making a giant mess. Like,
you know, there's a weird thing that I don't know if you've gotten to this yet in parenting when it comes to kids and like water. Like, they will avoid trying to get into the bathtub and take a bath, and they'll hate it, and it'll be the worst thing in the world. And then when you get them in there, they don't want to fucking get out of the water. They will love to just sit there in their own filth and play in the water.
That's why I don't like baths. I don't want to sit in my own filth. I have not reached that point yet, because it's like this morning, I'm in the shower, and Joey's like trying to get ready to like, Tim's trying to like take her out of the house while I'm getting a shower, and she just like sticks her head in. She's just like, wants to come in. And I'm like, no, you can't right now. But, you know, she just wants, like, or she will go into the bathroom and just be like, bath. And it's like, you're not getting a bath. It's 2 p.m. She's like, bath. It's like, you know, five words. Come on. But
good times. Speaking of, you know, children being a new chapter in your life, I feel like I helped close an old chapter in your life the other day, Liz.
We had a really weird experience.
And I found out how much of a creeper and stalker my 14-year-old daughter is.
Which, yeah. So I get a text from Jobeth. Was it last weekend? Weekend before?
I think so, yeah. It was.
I think it was the weekend before, because I was on my way back from my in-laws, I think. And I get a picture of this ring, and I'm like, what the fuck? That's my ex-boyfriend's class ring, because I recognized it, because, I mean, one of the pictures was his initials engraved on the inside and then his high school.
And we've clearly ascertained, without all of the details, that you possessed this ring at some point in time, because I can't imagine any other way that this person that you were estranged from for years before you and I ever met cross paths with me.
Probably only estranged for about like 4 months before you and I met.
Oh, okay.
But still, I mean.
But still, you know, yes. No opportunity for me to meet him.
No, I did not know you when I knew him. So Joba sends me this picture and I'm like, that's my ex's. And he's like, yeah, I know. So.
Yeah, it's weird, Ariel. Ariel's putting this face on, like, what the fuck? Where did this come from? How did we get here?
So, I'm like, how much wine have I had? Not a lot.
So let's rewind. And this actually comes full circle to the I'm moving in with Teddy by the end of the year. So we go under contract on this house.
I guess the mother-in-law comes with it, but you're moving in with Teddy.
Correct. Yeah, there's a spin. And the spin
let's
is...
make the... Why is he doing this for Teddy?
And I'm going to have a magic theater built into the house. It's just there's already an area for it.
I have a stupid question.
Yeah.
Are you guys having a baby? Are you and Ladyface Bowers having a baby?
No.
You're done with kids?
Oh, for sure. You want to? Because if you take these off my hands, then I can say that I'm done with kids.
No, I meant with new ones.
No new taxes.
No, I was just wondering if you guys were like taking in a mother-in-law as like a full-time.
Nope.
Which, no. Yeah, I love how I'm like, yeah, I know you would announce your pregnancy on a podcast.
I'm the kind Jobeth of asshole who would.
Never tells us anything about his personal life. I have so many questions and I will never know the answers.
Maybe we'll do a grill session one day when we're not answering other questions.
Answering any other questions. What are you talking about? This is not an advice show. We don't have other questions.
Whatever. No, we could. We don't really have a topic. We could do a deep dive into Joba's personal life. But
let's get through this story here first of Liz's ring, and which dovetails into my life. So we're under contract on this house, and we're like, fuck, we've got a lot of shit. So for the first time in ever, I guess, we decide that, hey, let's have a yard sale. So we start, you know, collecting shit that we can get rid of. And we have all this stuff out and somebody comes up. There's some sort of a bag. I don't know what it is, a backpack or a duffel bag or a handbag or some shit like that. And somebody comes up and it's like, hey, I found at the yard sale, I found this in that bag, and it's this ring, and it's like this, you know, your normal high school, you know, it said the, I don't have it in front of me anymore because I mailed it back to him. But it's got initials in it. It's got a, you know, the school that it was from or whatever. And, you know, the graduation year and everything like that. And then, as Liz mentioned, initials scripted on the inside of the ring. And so we start by.
So they brought it up and they're like, did this mean to be in there or like.
Yeah, somebody at the yard sale was just like, oh, this is somebody's. You should, you know, because what are they going to do with it? Like, these things have no value other than to the person who owns them. It's not like you can go hawk one of these rings at a pawn shop and get $100 for it or
$1,000. I tried to get rid of my high school ring when we were like doing our engagement rings, getting them made. I brought a bunch of jewelry that like I don't wear or I inherited that I obviously don't wear. And I was like, can any of this be melted down? And I got money for some of it. And it was a credit towards the ring or melted down and put into our ring, whatever. And I brought my class ring and they were like, oh, it's beautiful. And I'm like, I didn't peak in high school. Like, I don't give a shit about this piece of trash ring.
Did they melt it down?
Well, it's worth nothing. Like, there's nothing you can do with it.
I found mine.
Other than throw them out.
At some point, like recently, I found it in a box in my attic, and my high school ring was so boring.
I never had one. I
didn't know why I did it, though.
I didn't even get like pictures of mine. It was actually really cute. It was super plain. It didn't have like stuff on the sides. It was a pink stone. It said my high school, and it had little hearts on the side. It was very simple.
Yeah,
mine is
so,
just ugly and it doesn't fit.
Mine so my daughter, who's 14, is there. And we're like, let's find out whose this is and return it to them. So we go and Google the high school. And I would need to look at this was like 2 weeks ago, so I should remember more of this. But we figured out which high school actually – because there were like multiple high schools that it could have been. And we – you know, cross-reference those to the mascot because the mascot was on the ring as well. And we're like, okay, it's this one. And we start going through the class list for the graduation year because we're looking, you know, we've got initials, so we should be able to figure this out. Then I find out as we start to narrow down who this, we think that the person is, somehow my daughter paid $1 on some website to get a phone number for the person that she had narrowed this down to and then texted him. And it comes to turn out that it is this person. And as the texts go back and forth, it comes to be like, so how'd you get this ring? Well, you know, there's a back and forth conversation that I can't recall off the top of my head, but it comes
to
find out.
You sent me screenshots.
I sent you screenshots of them. Yeah. So let me see if I can find those.
It wasn't too much. It was just kind of like, oh, we were like getting rid of stuff for a yard sale and found it in our stuff.
Yeah. But somehow it came to through him to find out.
Oh, because he said he's like, oh, I was just wondering where you had it. Like, I thought my ex lost it or something. And I think.
Am I saying the names? Am I saying a name?
Don't say the name because we don't have any contact with this person, and I don't.
So, the initial response, because this person is saved in my daughter's phone as Ring Guy. Yes, this is Ring Guy. I'm replacing the name. That is indeed mine. I thought it was lost in the ether. Cool. How do we get it back to you? I can come and grab it if you would like, or I can give you my address and to send it to if you want. We're in Elkton, Maryland. Do you want to come pick it up or should we drop or send it or drop it off? LOL, that's quite a bit out there. I live in a town that is an hour plus from here. It would probably be easier to mail it unless you happen to come down here often. LOL, I can cash app you shipping cost if need be.
Oh my God, this person has an LOL problem. Like, nothing about this conversation, nothing about the conversation about shipping is funny. Nobody's ever laughed at FedEx this much.
Who is this, if I might ask? Where was the ring found? I just want to, whatever that word is, my curiosity. Found a bunch of stuff putting out for a yard sale. Absolutely no idea where it came from. True. Maybe we may know somebody who's going your way soon, because we're thinking about Liz not knowing who this is, because you somehow sometimes get to this part of the state.
You can say where this is from. Like, there's like a million people in every town in Maryland.
Oh, that's cool. My ex-fiance had lost. This is where we get there. My ex-fiance had lost it a long time ago. I figured it was just gone for good. Do you mind telling who the ex-fiance is? It may help figure out how on earth we got it. And then he drops the name, and we're like, oh. And then to create some separation, my daughter's like, how do we respond to this? I'm like, she used to work for us. Wow. What's your address? We could probably just mail it to you. So, yeah.
Yeah, because I noticed you created the separation about, like, she used to work for us, and, like, we don't have any contact with her anymore.
Right. I didn't want it to get any more weird than it already was.
You're not like, oh, we talk every other day.
You could have just been like,
we do a podcast, we do whatever. You know, I didn't, none of that. Like, and here's the thing. In addition to this yard sale, as I've been finding things that can go that, let's say, have more value than would fetch yard sale prices, I've been throwing them up on eBay. So the other week, and this is a shout out, if my little ploy here worked, to the person who received these, I sold like 4 or 5 Legend of Zelda amiibo figures on eBay. And I decided that as they were shipped out, that I should drop a few air quote Law Pod stickers in the box. So if you received the amiibo and are somehow and found the stickers and are listening, hello to you. Give me a good feedback.
Yeah, Joe was like, I opted not to include stickers to your ex. I was like, that makes sense.
Why not send these stickers out to everybody, right?
Yeah, well, no,
we've got them.
Yeah, well, don't send them to my ex, which you
no,
do.
Good call. I did
but
not.
Yeah, but the thing is, like,
it's a bop.
I even went so far as to go out and get a separate non, like, because we have BHH mailers that have the logo on. I did not send it in the BHH mailer
much
when everything else. I was like, we're gonna maximize this buffer, this separation.
Yeah, but it's like, it's one of those things where, like, I don't even know. Like, I haven't seen this ring in years. I mean, obviously I had it like around high school time because it's a class ring. But like, I don't even think I saw it. I mean, it must have existed in my possession, but like, I don't recall seeing it when I was in law school. It's not something that I would have kept like on purpose, you know? So how it made it to you, I have no clue, because
I mean, my guess is it made it to me by being left in the office at some point in time. Like, I don't think that you left it at my house.
No, but also, why would I? Like, that's the thing, is I don't even recall having it in my possession, because it's not like, when I broke up with my ex, it's not something that I would have taken like on purpose. I mean, no. I probably took it because it was in my things, probably in a box or something with a bunch of other things. So how it made it to you, I don't know. Tim's like, maybe Joeth was like drunk at our house and like just ended up with it somehow.
And I don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening either, because for it to have,
for me to have gotten it from you, you would have needed to have known that it was there.
The only thing that I can think of that is plausible but not probable is that there was a time where an old coworker of ours, I gave a bunch of like hand-me-downs to her daughter, and I did that by bringing them to the office. And maybe I brought up, because like I would bring up a bunch of stuff and give it to her. And maybe it was in a box of like old like jewelry or like something that I didn't wear, and I brought it to give to her daughter, and maybe this got pulled out and they were like, this doesn't belong, and right, it just stayed in the office. Like, that's My best guess.
Let me ask you this. Would the ex coworker, mm-hmm. and I know who you're referencing, have mm-hmm. known about your ex and have pieced it together with that knowledge to be like, oh, this belongs to so-and-so, and just not cared enough and said, fuck him?
No, probably not. I'd imagine she would have told me. Like,
which obviously didn't happen, so there's a mystery there.
I would imagine that maybe it just got pulled out and, like, whatever. I should ask her. Like, that came to my mind. I mean, I can ask her, you know. Because that's my best guess, is that I gave a bunch of stuff to my old coworker's kid, and I gave her, like, old clothes. I gave her, like, old jewelry. Like, you know, any shit. Like, when her kid was probably, like, 12, 13, you know, would appreciate all that. And I bet maybe I just had a box of costume jewelry that somehow that ended up in, and I brought that to the office and said, here, give this to your daughter. So that's the most likely scenario that I can think of. And then I guess
I bet it's less, like, complicated than that.
I guess. I don't know. I should ask my old coworker about it. And see if she recalls it being there. I didn't really think to ask her, but I should. But yeah, so that was a weird thing that happened, just because, like, there's no reason why I would want to take this. Like, I'm glad it made its way back to him because it's his. He should have it, you know? Like,
and now he does.
And now he does. So, yay. But that's such a mystery.
So when did you send it back?
Like a week ago, right?
Yeah, I sent it back like the Monday after I found it.
So, very weird.
I'm looking through texts, and I swear there was stuff that we're like, we need to talk about this on the podcast. And then I'm not finding any of it.
Yeah, well,
because I know that there's been shit that we've mentioned, like, we need to talk about this on the podcast, that hasn't been talked about. And like 3 weeks have gone by, and we haven't talked about it. And it's so weird.
Well, because I remember we were going to talk about the Ring Saga last week, and then we just had so many things to talk about. But I don't know. It's been we were going to do our L Word podcast.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. The show. I shared an L Word meme today, but, like, the old L Word. I still haven't seen the
Did
new
I see it? Was it in our group chat?
No, I shared it on Facebook.
Okay.
But it's from the first L Word, because I haven't seen the new one. But what? Oh, well, I did say I have a new Britney Spears conspiracy theory.
Oh?
So do you want to hear it? Because I'll share it with you all.
I mean, you've more than teased it, so.
That's true. So because, I don't know, I've been just having a time. Friday night, I feel like Tim and I were trying to have fun together, but also, like, spent the night snapping at each other. So that was fun. And at one point, I think I was just talking about Britney Spears conspiracy theories, and he's like, I don't care. And I was like, you should care. You care about me, so you care. Because he actually sent me this article. So there's new theories floating around, and I should share this on our TikTok, because I've been getting all these from TikTok. I should make a post about this probably tomorrow when I can, like, put makeup on so no one has to see my face. I probably still have makeup on from, like, 8 a.m. this morning. And there's a theory that she is still not really free. I don't know in what capacity, like, because the conservatorship is over, but people think that her husband, Sam, is still more of, like, a handler. She's been doing lots of posts from her old house, even though she's supposed to have a new house with him. So Tim actually sent me an article, because I didn't see it. But he sent me a TMZ article, because he's like, did you hear about Britney Spears running out of gas? And I was like, no. So he's like, oh, I'll send you the article real quick. So he sends me this article, and I was thinking about it, because Britney Spears is driving down the highway and runs out of gas. And, like, okay, I've never run out of gas while driving. Have you?
No. Almost, but no.
I think I came close once back in undergrad.
I've come close. I've been at where like my car's at 0%. Tim ran out of gas in my car once because his car, I guess when it's on zero, you can go for like 20 more miles. And he decided to try that shit in my old car. And it was a no. You cannot.
I will tell you that my car is currently out of gas and will be forever.
Will you drive an electric car?
But it doesn't stop me from going.
Yeah, you never have gas and it's fine. You just don't want to run out of charge.
That's correct.
But so I've never run out of gas. And, you know, because I just feel like it's got to be a really hard thing to do. I mean, I'm sure it happens. But so they stopped the highway. And I was just like, this is weird. So we were going back and forth. And Tim's like, well, it's probably because she didn't drive for so long because she was in a conservatorship. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I lived in Boston for a while and didn't drive because you don't have a car. You take public transit. So I didn't drive probably my second year of law school started till when my third year of law school ended. I didn't drive a car. And I came back and did not forget to put gas in my car. So I was like, this is weird. And Tim's like, no, it's probably just difficult. I'm like, I don't think we should doubt Brittany's intelligence. Like, she knows when the gas light comes on, you put in gas. But then I got to thinking, because they shut down the highway, because she ran out of gas on the highway. Now, granted,
that happens.
Yeah. But usually you can pull off to the shoulder, right? I assume. Yeah. I mean,
you'd be surprised how many dumb fucks just do nothing.
Because I've had my car break down on the highway, but I was able to coast to the side once I realized that my car stopped accelerating. And then they said in the article that Sam, the husband, Sam Asghari, they got married not too long ago. He was her personal trainer. For some context, he's not famous. That he came and picked her up. Right now, here's the thing. If you run out of gas, like happened to Tim and I once when he thought, oh, my God. And this was so funny. This is a side note. We were actually coming back. We had a movie night with our friends because I had never seen My Cousin Vinny and I had never seen – what's that other law movie? You Can't Handle the Truth. Tom Cruise. Why Am I Blanking?
Yeah.
Few Good Men.
Few Good Men. I hadn't seen either of those. So, like, we're going to have a lawyer movie night so you can see both of those. So we all decided to wear pajamas. I'm like really aggressively in like this weird position of my bed. We're like doing this. You could like see me. So we're in pajamas when we run out of gas on the side of the road and have to call my dad for help. But he came with a gas can, put gas in the car so we could go on our merry way. Instead, Sam picks Britney Spears up. So what happens to the car? Why doesn't she drive away in the car? Is it because she's still being controlled? She got in the car, but she doesn't actually have access to money. So she just drove and drove and drove until she couldn't drive any longer. Because otherwise she would have driven away in her own car. She has enough money to pay someone to bring gas.
But you call your people first, right?
Yeah, but why does he need to drive her away from the scene? Who took the car?
Well, that's a fact that can be learned, is it not? Did somebody just tow the car?
The TMZ article didn't say. I'm just espousing theories. As if we're looking for evidence as to why she may not be as free as we think, this is where we can look.
Or she's so rich she can just leave her car on the side of the road.
What kind of car?
Oh, who fucking cares?
I don't have the article in front of me. Jobeth, what are you drinking?
This is a Bud Light beer.
How exotic.
It's very, very exotic today.
I need to make dinner.
We had burgers that were really good. I got for Father's Day, I got Tim a butcher box, which is like one of those mail order meats, and the burgers were from it, and it was very good.
Mail order meats.
Mail order meats. But then I felt guilty.
I think that's an episode title. We're just waiting to happen.
Then I felt guilty that basically I got him groceries, so I bought him a video game too.
Okay, that's nice meat is not the same thing as groceries, unless you live in Italy.
Yeah, I guess. Wait, why? What do they do in Italy?
They just have nice meats everywhere. You could go to like, you go to like the gas station and you get a sandwich and it's like high quality salami and prosciutto.
Oh. But so Tim made these burgers while I was talking to Ariel. He did not make one for our 2-year-old.
Poor kiddo.
But she probably wouldn't appreciate it as I made her.
Okay. So now when you tell us about the butcher box, it makes sense. These were like high quality meats that were purchased. I thought she just meant he made like a really delicious burger, like regular burger.
No, these were like the high quality burgers.
Okay. I thought he just made like a nice burger with like caramelized onions and all this fancy stuff. But no, this was like special expensive meats.
Yes, this was special expensive meat. He did make like a nice Chipotle mayo to go with it though. So I made his
rib eyes. Mayo.
Just as happy. Yeah. You don't like a Chipotle mayo?
I'm up for it, I guess. I'm not super into mayo, but I do like it on burgers.
One time, there's this pizza place, but apparently they have like this really good Chipotle mayo. And Tim and I guess we had been drinking, and Tim called to order pizza, and they said, what size? And he said, yes, with fries, because I would like the Chipotle mayo.
What did you get? What ended up getting delivered?
Well, we got pizza and fries.
What size is the pizza?
I don't know.
I can't even speak. Pizza?
Anyway, shout out to Shout out to Johnny Rads, who apparently is really good Chipotle mayo.
What is this price?
I don't know what that is.
They're in Baltimore. But they're good. But anyway, they said, what size? And Tim said, yes, with fries.
That's so weird that they... I mean, there was no follow-up, like, bro, you got to pick a size sort of thing.
I guess eventually we figured it out. They were like, what size? And he's like, oh, well, I'll still take the fries. But also, probably a large because I'm not, you know.
I want to make dinner, but this feels like not the time.
So should we do a threesome? Speaking of food, because that's what mine is all about, and should we take a quick break before that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got a built-in soundboard, so I went and uploaded crazy shit that I thought that we might use. And how did it work out?
Wow.
It was good. No, I don't think we should take a break. I think we should just go into it.
Well, we're not actually taking a break. Like, the episode's going to pause and someone's going to insert a break.
You know what? You'd think that after, like, 3 months of being on this new format that I'd know that.
Like, we're going to say we're going to take a break and we're all going to not talk for probably 3 Mississippis and then we're going to keep talking.
All right. We will be right back with a threesome. I am a slow adult.
Wow.
And we're back.
Okay, that
was 1 Mississippi.
All right, 2 more. Let's go.
Ah! You just got flashed by Jobeth.
Yeah, lots to see here.
Enjoyable. Well, but it was a good segue because I have a theme for my threesome, and it's foods I've eaten in the past week.
Oh, my.
Because I could turn it into a little story time.
Perfect. I'm up for
It's perfect for an episode that I've now determined is going to be titled Mail Order Meats.
Mail Order Meats. It was really good. I have to say, Butcher Box, I know you sponsor podcasts, and so far the burgers were great. What else did we eat so far? Because there's still the ribs that are in our freezer that we have not eaten yet, and I'm very excited about. Oh, wait, some sausage was good. We put it in both a jambalaya and some pasta. It was fabulous. Please sponsor us. Love your product.
We have people that do this for us now. Now that we're on the Electricast network, which we've been on for a while, all we got to do is say, hey, can you get us sponsored by ButcherBox? And then they'll go try to do it.
Yes, because I know they sponsor podcasts. Because I'm pretty sure that's
Oh, we're a next level podcast. International. You know it.
We haven't said hi to our friend in the lake in a while. Hi, friend in the lake.
Well, I don't know if that friend is in the lake. I don't know. Like, if you're a
friend. In my head, I have a whole image of them. This is a fan art that someone needs to make. Probably me, because
we have no fans who make art.
No.
We do have fans that make art,
We do have a fan that makes art, actually. But I don't want to ask people to make art like we should pay them for that. And I'm not going to do that.
No, that's the whole point of fan art.
Yeah, like, but you can't ask for it. You're just gifted it.
Listen, yeah. but our fans, one thing that we do that I don't think everybody else does with respect to fan art is we print them into stickers, and whoever designed them gets a whole stack of them, which is kind of cool. I know it's not paying for it, but who wouldn't want to not have to pay to get a whole stack of their art in stickers?
True.
A whole stack of stickers.
This person is in a little rowboat in a lake, and they just have their phone on speaker, and they are like fishing. They are not talking to people. They are living a quiet life in the middle of this lake.
And then they're listening to our lovely podcast.
Yeah. So anyway, my theme is foods that I've eaten in the last week, because this past week, it just hasn't been a cooking week. It's been a spending money on food week, which is not.
Oh, can I get takeout?
Oh, yeah. Get takeout. Wife lady's out of town, right? So you can like even get all the takeout that she doesn't like if you guys have different.
I already did. I got Ethiopian and I got Indian.
I had Ethiopian food once and I was not a fan, but I love Indian food.
Yeah, but I think Ethiopian's an acquired taste. For
people
sure.
love it. So I feel like maybe I need to try it again and go with someone who kind of knows what they're ordering, because I didn't know what I was doing.
Me.
Okay. We'll go and give it a try.
I have so much food in the house, but I want to order sushi. So just ignore me.
Oh, I ordered sushi over the weekend too. It was good.
The place is so close, it just doesn't justify paying delivery, but it does now. Ignore me. Continue.
Ding.
Well, and I actually had a situation. So over the weekend, a friend of mine and I were hanging out and we wanted to order sushi. And so I did my order and then I was like saying, oh, I'm going to get this roll. And she said, that sounds really good. Get me one of those too. So I thought I edited it to say two rolls. But then when I went back to the receipt and she's like, how much should I Venmo you? I was like, let me pull up the receipt. I was like, shit, I only ordered one. I thought I added a second one. I guess it didn't take. So I was like, well, I'll just go and order another one, because I have like the Dash Pass on DoorDash. I pay $10 a month. So it's free delivery for participating restaurants. So I was like, I don't care if I do a second order. It's not going to charge me the delivery fee. And I'll call the restaurant and just be like, hey, I missed this one. Please combine the orders. If they couldn't figure it out. But when I tried to call them, their number wasn't in service.
That's weird.
So I was like, well, I tried calling twice. And I was like, well, I guess hopefully they'll just figure it out, because they're to the same address. And it's just a duplicate of the one thing that I got, because I thought I ordered two and I didn't. And instead, we got a delivery first of just the one roll, the extra one that I didn't order.
Oh, we can get this out fast.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, it's probably just one. And they're like, but also, who just orders one sushi roll?
You.
So it arrived, and then 20 minutes later, the rest of the order arrived. So, yeah. It was good, though. All right. So are you ready? Do you want me to go first?
I figured we had enough of a segue that I'd hit that again. Yeah go ahead. Go first.
Can you add sounds, or is it?
I can add whatever you want.
You know what you have to add. Speaking of like baseball sounds,
I can think of a couple things.
What's the one where it's like, put it on the board?
Yeah. Put it on the board.
So when I played kickball, I guess there's like a baseball announcer that always says, "Put it on the board." And
yeah.
Oh yeah.
So whenever we would score a run, one of our friends would always yell that.
Wow.
And then whenever Jobit used to like successfully settle a case, he would play that sound in his office. And I'm like, oh, this is just everywhere now. All right. So anyway. And I'll provide highlights with when I ate these things, just so you know. So according to a 2014 investor presentation, what is the formula for breadsticks brought to the table at Olive Garden? Sorry, I messed up in typing. The formula for the amount of breadsticks brought to the table at Olive Garden. So how do they figure out how many breadsticks
they're bringing? Oh, okay.
So like 1.5 per people?
Is that your
guess? At the table? That would be my guess.
Okay. Ariel,
now, are we counting the ones that your daughter thinks are a hot dog?
Yeah, right? That was...
I guess 2.5 per person.
Okay. It's actually the number of people plus one.
Ah.
Because I guess they were wasting so many breadsticks. So at this investor presentation, you can always ask for more, but as default, they bring you people plus one. Which,
interesting.
Yeah. So we went to Olive Garden the other day because
I think
I was having a day, and sometimes we know I love the OG. Love it. It's kind of a guilty pleasure because there's much, you know, better food out there, but I love it. And so we went to Olive Garden, and I don't know why I'm not always doing this, but like I had one soup and the food was taking a while. They're like, "You want a refill on soup?" And I'm like, "Sure, why not?" But then they brought it out at the same time as the food. So I ate my pasta. Just like,
womp, womp.
But then I had soup to bring home, and I'm like, "Why aren't I always getting extra soup? It's unlimited." Yeah. So Joey thought that the breadsticks were hot dogs because we held it up and she's like, "Hot dog." And I'm like, "Well,
same shape.
You should not be eating a hot dog that looks like that though, color yeah. wise.
And then we gave her an olive to try. She did not enjoy. But I had two spiked strawberry lemonades, which was a new try for me. I don't usually drink at Olive Garden, but you know, tough day. And they were very good.
So you guys really don't have any issue with this number of people plus one thing? Like,
well, no, I actually, growing up, one of my best friends in high school, his mother, we always thought that she was a little nuts. Probably true. Whenever you would have people over, she would bring up food, and there would always be the number of people, like she'd bring up like a tray full of sodas, and it would always be off by one. But sometimes it was one more. Sometimes it was one less. It was almost never the right amount of sodas to person. And it was weird. So it just reminded me of that.
Wait, you think it should be like two per person?
No, I just think that like you're not setting yourself up for success because everybody feels awkward grabbing that last of something. So you're risking that people will waste that one. And like, why are you making people uncomfortable about their consumption at Olive Garden? Like, I would go with the number of people plus two, unless it's two people. If it's two people, then maybe like... All right.
I don't know, because I know breadsticks. They're bringing more breadsticks, so it's like fine.
So they're coming back up, like, I don't know. I don't like when there's just a plus one, because then you're like, am I the fat ass? Am I going to have the whole thing? Am I going to nibble a side of it?
I don't have a problem being the last one to take something. I mean, especially at all.
I just don't want any thought process in my food. I just want to like eat and chill and be done.
Well, like when they come and they want to grate the Parmesan cheese and you get to tell them when to stop. And it's like, how
far like, don't can stop. I take this?
Don't stop. So I just want to be like, give me the maximum amount of cheese that you think is acceptable.
Just leave the fucking wheel.
Can we ask them to leave the grater? I never thought of that.
You go ahead and get started. I'm going to run to the restroom and wash my hands. And I'll tell you stuff when I get back. Sound good?
Good. Right? So... But I don't know. I just love Olive Garden. But it's not like you go there when you want quality food. You just go there when you kind of want to consume mass quantities of carbs. Which I did. Yes. And it was great.
I haven't been to an Olive Garden in probably like 8 years. And before, well, I think I've been to an Olive Garden 3 times in my entire life.
Jobeth and I at one point went to Olive Garden so much up in Elkton that they like recognized us one time.
And it was usually just you and me, right?
Oh yeah, because there's only so many restaurants, and you'd say, "Where do you want to go?" And I would say, "OG
Olive Garden." So okay, so if it was just you and me, then they would bring us three breadsticks, which is 1.5 per person.
Mm-hmm.
I was really just angling to get that question right.
So, yeah, on experience, if we mostly go to Olive Garden with two people, but I remember there was one time where I think I got a soup and you got the salad and you said something like, well, you made a comment of like, we could share them both because like they're unlimited. So really it's kind of like we both get both. And the server was like not amused or didn't care.
Yeah, I like to break rules. Or at least perceive that I'm going to break rules. Fuck. When I was in, a recent time that I was in Vegas, was when I was there for the Magic convention, and we were playing blackjack drunk off our asses. And I kept offering to teach the dealers how to false deal, and they were not fucking happy about it.
I can't imagine why.
All right. So I'm going to go with some food questions here since you're doing food questions. You might get this question from Joey in a couple of years. Where do baby carrots come from?
Oh my God. I think I know this.
Because we've talked about this.
Have we?
We must have. I feel like I've talked to many people.
Are they just like real carrots and they're the ugly ones? So they shave them down?
They are. Do you want me to read the answer?
Yeah.
I mean, that is the answer, but sure, give it to
ugly
us.
Ugly carrots.
Wow. Oh,
it when really a California farmer realized he was throwing out literally tons of carrots a day because they were misshapen, he shaved them down to baby carrots, perfect for snacks. Today, baby carrots are a $1 billion business.
And it's, but I exclusively buy baby carrots. I never buy full-size carrots. What's with the look?
And I guess it makes sense. If you're going to eat them raw, you buy them as baby carrots. If you're going to cook them, you buy them as whole carrots.
So I buy them mostly to eat raw or put in a salad. I will say, though, my husband, who we know listens to this podcast, doesn't really understand how to cook carrots because whenever he cooks them, they are never
so easy.
One would think, yet they are never cooked. They are always still crunchy.
Maybe he likes them al dente. He is
really cooking them al dente. Or when he makes a salad, he doesn't slice up the baby carrots. He just throws them in whole.
That's a choking hazard.
Yeah.
For an adult.
Yeah. So I will slice them up, each baby carrot, into like, you know, three chunks or whatever. But no, he just tosses the whole carrot in. He doesn't have good carrot preparation skills.
All right. Question number two.
All right. Question number two is, how much is it to get a hot dog and soda combo at Sam's Club?
Is there a range? Do I get to be off by 50 cents or a dollar or something like that?
50 cents.
Okay, 50 cents.
Not a dollar, because nothing at these places costs more than like.
All right, you get a 50 cent range.
I'm going to go $2.49.
All right. Ariel, you want to hazard a guess?
$1.50.
Ariel wins. It's $1.50.
Ooh. So
the story behind this
for the hot dog and the soda?
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, for just a hot dog, it's $1.30. So you might as well
get it. They're worth nothing because they're fountain soda. Yeah.
So I tweeted about this on our Twitter. So Sunday we were on our way to my mom's and we hadn't eaten and we needed to get gas. And usually we get gas at the Sam's Club. And so as we learned from the previous question, my kid now knows, you know, some words. She knows the word hot dog.
Clearly knows the word hot dog.
So what
a perfect child.
She is. And so Tim said something.
You know, maybe she's referencing the bun that the hot dog was in when she's referring to the breadstick.
Well, I figure because, yeah, it's like long shaped.
Yeah.
So I get the train of thought. So Tim says we could get hot dogs at Sam's Club. And then Joey's in the back of the car going, hot dog, hot dog. So, all right. And as we know, I love hot dogs. And this is a thing that we do. This is a thing that Tim likes to do is just go into Sam's Club, get hot dogs, and that's it. That's the whole Sam's Club trip. But it is a good deal. These hot dogs are like, they're good size hot dogs. And for $1.50, you get a hot dog and a large soda. They're good. So
wow.
It was wow, though. It was so wow. So Tim goes to get gas. He drops me off. I go inside. I get a bag of chips because that was the plan. These chips were not good. They were Lay's chips, which already is a poor start because what am I doing? It's not Utz. But they had Cheeto flavor on them.
What the fuck? Then just get Cheetos.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, because they were like a promotion, they were like right there at the front. And I was like trying to get in and out. But Tim also asked for chips. So I thought, we'll try them. Yeah, not great. Don't recommend. So I have these chips. I go and I get 5 hot dogs.
There's 3 of you.
But
one of you is a child. Not a child. Gonna have like one. It has 14.
One. And Liz is going to have one.
One.
And Tim is going to have 3.
One for child. And
that's
two
not even the one per person plus one rule.
2 hot dogs for each adult. 1 hot
what?
Dog.
What? They're like this long. And by the way, I'm showing like a foot on the screen.
They are, but they're so good.
I can't judge. I ate Costco pizza the other day.
Okay. See, yeah, it was good. So I have 5 hot dogs and 2 sodas, and they don't give you what I should have done was gotten a cart, right? So I had this bag, this huge ass bag of chips. They just put 5 giant hot dogs on a paper plate. So I have all the packets of condiments, no relish, which I was very
no
sad.
Relish.
They were out of relish. No relish. The soda machine was also a disaster. They didn't have Diet Dr. Pepper. They didn't have Cherry Pepsi. I got Dr. Pepper. Didn't do a taste test before I left, so there was no syrup in it. But whatever. So it takes me a minute. I'm doing a precarious balancing act. I have the receipt like kind of sticking out of my pocket. And I go up to the person because I bought the chips. They still have to check my receipt. And I was like, I'm doing a difficult balancing act here. And she's like, oh, is this the receipt? And I was like, yeah, I didn't know if that'd be weird if I asked you to take it out of my pocket. And she's like, she's like, I've done a lot of weird things in my life. This is fine. And she took it out. And I was like, thank you, nice Sam's Club woman. I appreciate you. I didn't say that, but I was thinking it. I was like, I appreciate you so much. And they were delicious. It was a good time.
All right, these cookies are the top-selling cookie in the world.
Oreo?
Oreos.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. They're actually a rip-off or knockoff of the Hydrox cookies.
I knew that. But Oreos are, like, my favorite thing. So, I love Oreos. Tomorrow is going to be an exciting day because friend of the pod, Emily, has never been to Cheesecake Factory.
Wow.
I know. And so we're going for the first time. And I was talking about how I like the Oreo cheesecake. It's just, I love Oreos.
All right. What else you got for me?
All right. Last question.
Yeah.
And there are multiple answers.
I'll take them.
Because I read a Bon Appetit article. Are you laughing?
Oh, yeah.
I said Bon?
I was just laughing.
Yeah. Okay, continue. I don't know why that. I have no control over
I might just be laughing because she's laughing. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I have the giggles tonight. Like, I feel like I'm 4 years old.
But I think it's Bon Appetit, but how fucking American am I?
All right, listen, yeah, it's 57 minutes, almost 58 minutes in. For anybody who didn't catch it, this is Air Quote Law Pod, just so you know. I don't think we've said it yet.
I don't think we did either.
Sorry, I have the giggles. Continue.
What's the difference between a calzone and a stromboli?
I should know this.
I believe that the calzone is like, well, number one, the calzone's got ricotta cheese in it. I don't think the stromboli does.
Yes, that is one of the things. Absolutely.
But I think that a stromboli is mainly just it's a cheesy blaster without the hot dog.
What?
You know what a cheesy blaster is? No. Yeah, you take a hot dog, stuff it with some jack cheese, roll it in a pizza.
You got cheesy blasters.
Yeah. I think it's just a 30 Rock thing. Yeah, and then Meat Cat goes and gets on his skateboard and Google it. Yeah.
Thanks, Meat Cat.
Yeah. Oh, Meat Cat. Gotta add that to the episode art. I think that a stromboli is basically just a rolled up pizza, is it not?
So that's another thing, yeah. So you are, yeah, I'd say you get a point for this one. So
better get one.
Well, so a calzone is sealed by folding it in half and crimping the edges. So it's a circle that you fold in half and you get a, you know, half circle. A stromboli is rolled. So I think it's a square dough and you roll it to make a tube. Calzones use ricotta cheese. Stromboli does not. Because calzones never have sauce inside. While strombolis can. Calzones are always dipped. And calzones are Italian. And stromboli is from Philadelphia.
That's true. In Italy, you do see calzone on the menu. Not pronounced that way. You will never see a stromboli.
Yeah. So, this isn't really an exciting story. I went to vote on Tuesday and then afterwards got some takeout and had a calzone, which I actually don't think. So it was in the shape of a calzone, but did not have ricotta cheese.
Yeah. I'm not really confident that that's true in practice. And I'm not so sure about the sauce thing.
This one also had sauce on the inside.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
just because, I mean, there might be rules and nobody follows them and nobody knows what they are because they've just done their own little adaptation. Like, ooh, I'm going to make this thing that I think is a thing and I'm going to add this to it. They don't realize that they've now gone off script and it became something else. Last question for me. Country of origin.
Oh, shit.
German chocolate cake.
I feel like I've heard this before. That doesn't mean I remember, though. That's the thing. Because I feel like I have heard this, and it's not Germany.
Are we going with a country?
I'm going to guess the U.S.
It is the U.S. German chocolate cake isn't German. It's named for Sam German, an American baker who invented it in 1852.
In New York?
It doesn't say. In America. June 11th is National German Chocolate Cake Day. Just in America.
Can I just say that my stepdad's favorite cake is German chocolate cake, and he's German. Like, was born in Germany. And I'm, like, willing to bet a kidney that he'd be like, I had that in Germany. And we'll just be like, it was a chocolate cake. Like, I'm sure he'd be willing to be like, no, it's a German chocolate cake because I'm German. I know it was there.
Well, my grandmother is German and lives near Germantown. And when I was a kid, I just always thought that's where German people live.
Is she on the place? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where German people live. That's cute.
Yeah. I like German chocolate cake, though.
Can you jam?
It's a good cake. What's everyone's favorite cake?
Ugh, I don't like to discriminate. That's rude.
Probably cheesecake.
Is that a cake?
Yeah.
It's in the name.
Right. What is? You broke up.
Cake is in the name. Cheesecake.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, I guess, very true.
I don't know. I like a good vanilla cake with chocolate icing. Or regular, just vanilla icing. I'm not, like, super picky. I love cake. I love cakes. I love pies. cookies, I'm a little like, if it's not a chocolate chip cookie, I could go either way.
I prefer brownie to a cookie for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And the edges, the edge pieces of the brownies? Yes, please. Give me the crispy.
That's you need one of those pans that's all edge.
Yeah. So anyway, if you or members of the jury are listening and want to tell us about your favorite kind of cake or have a weird cake story or something like that, hit us up, airquotelawpod@gmail.com or airquotelawpod on all the socials. We'd love to hear from you. The record, I like chocolate. And
send it to me. I like a chocolate raspberry.
Oh, yeah, that's the chocolate shit. Cake. I used to make a chocolate raspberry cheesecake.
Oh. Send us cake.
Sounds good.
Well, my Uber driver is like lost and I don't live in a difficult location. So they're literally just making a circle and it's like a fucking 90 degree angle. All you do is like turn right.
We're near the end of the line here anyway, kids. So hit us up. We'll send you some stickers. We'd love to hear from you. And Ariel's going to find her food. So this episode of Air Quote Law Pod is adjourned.
Welcome to Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA.
Hey there, fabulous souls. I'm Stephanie Baklaan.
And I'm Eden Upper.
And we're the hosts of the brand new podcast, Unapologetically Fab.
Get ready to join us on an amazing and real journey as we dive into life after 40 and own it.
We're all about changing the narrative, leaning into who you are, and living a life by your own design.
Join us as we embrace life unapologetically and redefine success.
This is Unapologetically Fab,
an Electric Cast production.
See you there.
Electric Cast. Electric Cast.